Jesus heard what had happened to John. He wanted to be alone. So he went in a boat to a quiet place. The crowds heard about this. They followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus came ashore, he saw a large crowd. He felt deep concern for them. He healed their sick people. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside. There he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover feast was near. Jesus looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him. So he said to Philip,
"Where can we buy bread for these people to eat?"
He asked this only to put Philip to the test. He already knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him,
8 months' pay would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite."
Another of his disciples spoke up. It was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He said,
"Here is a boy with 5 small loaves of barley bread. He also has 2 small fish. But how far will that go in such a large crowd?"
Jesus said,
"Have the people sit down."
There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. The number of men among them was 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves and gave thanks. He handed out the bread to those who were seated. He gave them as much as they wanted. And he did the same with the fish. When all of them had enough to eat, Jesus spoke to his disciples. He said,
"Gather the leftover pieces. Don't waste anything."
So they gathered what was left over from the 5 barley loaves. They filled 12 baskets with the pieces left by those who had eaten. The people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did. Then they began to say,
"This must be the prophet who is supposed to come into the world."
But Jesus knew that they planned to come and force him to be their king. So he went away again to a mountain by himself.